all souls everywhere benefit from the increase in wholeness that is added to by the light of the Godhead penetrating into the furthest reaches of matter. That is why the earth's transition into light is being watched over by beings of light throughout the entire populated universe. The arc of purification that is part of planetary transformation covers many lifetimes, each lifetime building on the healing that has gone before, each adding new dimensions of growth to the embodiment of the soul and its calling. For each human being has a calling to be here, an invitation issued by the soul that set forth from the planes beyond the material in order to experience separated consciousness and individualized existence. This great experiment in freedom was designed not just for the benefit of souls, however, but also for the benefit of creation itself, for all souls everywhere benefit from the increase in wholeness that is added to by the light of the Godhead penetrating into the furthest reaches of matter. To understand this, one must visualize the part in relation to the whole, the health of the part adding to and increasing the health and well-being of the whole. Within the realm of human experience, one can only compare this to the singular importance of the heart, for example, and its role in many vital functions, or to the brain and its similarly important role. So, too, does the immersion of consciousness within the plane of physical matter create an opportunity for light to extend its reach and therefore its capacity to radiate blessing to the entire universe, both physical and non-physical. It is for this reason that all of creation awaits the outcome of the transition into embodied light that the present movement of the earth is making, as it similarly awaits this for all other planets which house realms of duality. The balance of the future, in one sense, lies in the outcome of light's ability to overcome darkness upon the earth, a battle being waged within time and space. Yet in another sense, this future has already been realized, since it is inherent in creation itself that light is stronger than darkness, and therefore that ultimately it must prevail over all counteracting movements to create separation, disruption, and an abandonment of divine principle. This drama, which is of great significance to each and every embodied being, is being watched by many beings of light throughout the entire populated universe. And there are those who stand guard over the planet as well as those who participate in its earthly life, in order to guarantee that the forces of light and of divine intention shall be victorious. There is no way of telling what the specific steps will be that will lead to the outcome of planetary transformation into an Earth star. But there is an absolute way of knowing that in the end, all forces of darkness shall be dispelled, since it has been thus ordained by God. May all who hold the truth of these words in their consciousness bless the earth and her inhabitants with their own freely given choice to uphold light and love in their everyday actions and thoughts, and in their everyday behavior of one to another. In this way shall the process move more smoothly toward its conclusion, and in this way will all beings discover the blessings that have been long awaited, ending the pain and suffering that continue to be present for so many. Amen.